I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome inside our studio here in downtown New Orleans. I'm Alan Waddell. This is the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We are going to be with you until 10:30 tonight, covering all the high school football games across our great state of Louisiana, and we have some great matchups here in week two. Let's give you a look at some of the games we're going to be covering. Also, we're going to already jump into some scores, because one thing about coming on, kickoffs at 7. We've already got scores. We've got touchdowns being put on the board. We're going to get to all those throughout the night, but we got reporters all across the state. Hahnville at Mandeville, McMaine at Dutchtown, Bell Chase at Shaw, Carver at Brother Martin, Holy Cross at Covington, Amead at LaRonger, Riverside is at Ascension Catholic, Sulphur's at Notre Dame, Rummel's at Slidell, Albany's at St. Michael's, Destrehan is at Walker, and we have reporters at all of these matchups. We also have people that are going to be texting into us. We're going to get you all the big scores. We have some monster matchups across the state. St. Thomas More is taking on Barb tonight. Catholic Baton Rouge is going to start later on tonight. They're up at Independence Stadium playing in Shreveport. They're going to take on North Little Rock, Arkansas. We already have some finals in the books. Earlier today, De La Salle continues their strong start to the season. They beat Country Day 49-13 after that heartbreaking loss a week ago to one of the top teams in our state in Warren Easton. But we have a lot of fun coming up here for you, as we're going to get to all of these scores. And just a reminder, this show is for you. If you want a score, you're looking for a score, text us, 870-870. If you have a score, text it, 870-870, and we're going to get to all of them right here. We want to pass on all these scores for you here tonight. Before we get started, though, we do it each and every week. We're going to start it with what you need to know for week two of the high school football season.
It's going down on the North Shore as we have a big slate of action taking place tonight. The Hahnville Tigers travel to take on the Mandeville Skippers. The Tigers are trying to bounce back from a 500 season a year ago and are led by quarterback Andrew Naquin. It's the Lions, Tigers, but no Bears, as the Holy Cross Tigers head to Covington after falling short last week to St. Thomas More. Meanwhile, the Lions are trying to have a repeat of 2017, where they defeated both Franklinton and Holy Cross to start off their 12-1 season. St. Paul's will host Jesuit tonight, two teams both coming in at 1-0. A win for either team could build momentum going forward, as both teams look to build their records in competitive districts. And finally, it's the big one between the Rummel Raiders and the Slidell Tigers. Last week, the Raiders faced one of the best teams in North Carolina and came out on top 7-3. Slidell had no problems earning a win against Booker T. Washington. The last time the Tigers lost at home was the home opener last season against Destrehan. Other games of note tonight, we get our second look at Arch Manning as the Newman Greenies take on the Bonneville Bears at Joe Yenny Stadium. Manning threw for 3 touchdowns in the season opener. The Walker Wildcats will have their hands full tonight as they try to stop Destrehan, who's led by Alabama commit Kyle Edwards. Look for this game to be high scoring, as Walker has one of the top 2021 wide receivers in the state in Brian Thomas Jr. And finally, we have a brawl in Tad Gormley Stadium as Brother Martin takes on the Carver Rams. The Rams are led by quarterback Quincy Curry, who accounted for 323 of Carver's 423 total yards last week. They'll face a strong defense in the Crusaders, who shut out Byrd 28-0 last week. And that's what you need to know for week two of the prep football season.
All right, Tim, great job as always on what you need to know. He just set the stage. Again, a lot of monster matchups. Joining me here inside the studio is Tommy Bosch. He's going to be with us all the way until 10:30 as well. And Tommy, thanks for being with us this evening. And man, you know, I've been talking about it off the air. We've been kind of getting ready for this week. And for me, what jumps out, we got a lot of big-time non-district matchups of some premier programs going out of here in the state.
We really do. And some of them, as you can see, some of the scores, they've come out the box, I mean, rolling. So, you know, it's going to be a fun night out on the field tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing that Jesuit-St. Paul's matchup. Jesuit had a nice win last week. St. Paul's had a win that they should have had. This ought to be a really good matchup tonight to see where those two programs stand.
Yeah, certainly some big games on the North Shore, as the Catholic League travels to the North Shore. That's kind of one of the themes here tonight. As you said it, Jesuits at St. Paul's, Holy Cross is at Covington, and then Rummel, they're at Slidell. Coach Larry Favre and Slidell's program has really come a long way over the last 3 years. This should be a big statement for them to see how much of a contender they can be in 5A. He's done a tremendous job over there. We know what Rummel has. They're absolutely loaded. They went out of state last week and got a big victory. I know you had a chance to talk with Coach Monica. They got a good football team at Rummel this year.
They do, but you know, there are some questions there, Alan. They didn't score last week offensively. Now, they did play a team that was very well known, you know, for their defense in Charlotte, and a very strong football team in that area. But I think, you know, for Rummel tonight, the progression of the offense is something you really want to watch. See if they can put some points on the board, keep that defense off the field a little bit, and let them be a solid defense in a shorter period of time.
Another big non-district game. It's not really in the New Orleans area, but still two perennial powerhouses in our state. Ruston from North Louisiana, they travel to the Lafayette area. They're taking on Acadiana, the Wrecking Rams. Also, University High, who holds the longest win streak in our state currently. They're on the road at Neville. I really like seeing these programs that are championship caliber go out of district and take on some of these programs that are going to make them better, especially early in the year.
Yeah, you know, the Wrecking Rams are a program team, Alan. You know that.
Yep.
It's every year. They come back with the same offense. It looks like the kids are interchangeable. They have a great high school experience at Acadiana. Fun team to watch. You know, Ruston has been kind of up and down a little bit. You know, I'm kind of interested to see if they put their new R on the line tonight and show Rutgers maybe how to play a little football.
East Jefferson's leading Santa in the first quarter. Hahnville and Mandeville are tied at 7. I think that has an opportunity to be a shootout. Brad Lumine and Joey Brewitt are there. That's going to be our live broadcast on WWL HD2. You'll want to tune into that. We'll try to get some live listen-ins throughout the program. But, man, Mandeville really opened some eyes last week, Tommy. Coach Hutch Gonzalez, the second year of his system there at Mandeville. And if you're not familiar with Hutch Gonzalez, he was a star player at Covington High. He went to Southeastern. He was in the Howell Mummy tree. He played for the Lions when Hal Mummy was coaching at Southeastern. They really like to throw the football. They're an air raid team. They put up monster numbers. Quarterback threw for 8 touchdowns last week. They had a one receiver go for 6 touchdowns, and they're going to take on a good Hahnville team tonight. I think that could be a shootout.
I was going to say Devon Trott. You're right. 8 TD passes, a 65-35 win over Poplarville, which was in the state playoffs for
Poplarville, you know, was in the state championship
state
a year
championship
ago
for Mississippi last year. So, you know, they may have lost some that year, but you got to figure that program didn't drop that far. So Mandeville is going to be really interesting to see if they can put those kind of points on a board today.
One other game I want to touch on before we get to our first break, Walker and Destrehan. Walker's a program that has really excelled over the last couple of years. They've made a major commitment to football. They bring in their new coach this year, comes over from University High. We know what Coach Robichaux has each and every year. That's a tremendous program. They're always a state championship contender. We're going to find out if Walker can hang with the big boys here tonight. They're up 14-7 in the first quarter.
I was going to say, that's a game I was referencing when I said they came out of the box, you know, rolling, because it's 14-7. Destrehan has the ball. That may be who gets the ball last in that scenario, but you're right. Walker's got a really good program, and Destrehan is always quality.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight. You can already see the scores. This is not your prep football roundup from 10 years ago because, first of all, football's changed. They're throwing the football more. They're scoring more points. We used to get those winning coaches around 9, 9:15. Now they're more around 9:45, 10, sometimes even 10:15. We're going to hear from coaches. We're going to hear from, you know, from callers. We're going to hear from texters. I can't wait to get this thing really cranked up here tonight. We have a great night for you. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We come back, we're going to start checking in with our reporters as they're feathered out all across the state. This is the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup on WWL. Welcome back inside our studio here in downtown New Orleans. It's the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. I'm Alan Waddell, as along with Tommy Bosch is joining me here in the studio here tonight. We have reporters all over the state. We're going to get to those guys in just a moment. We got a texter coming in on the text line at 870-870. They want to know about West Monroe, and that kind of leads us into one of our points. West Monroe is taking place. They're participating in the Battle on the Border up at Independence Stadium in Shreveport. It's a great event that they've done the last few years where they bring in some of our top programs in the state, and they bring in other teams from all over the country. We have some teams participating in that. West Monroe, Zachary, John Curtis is going to participate in that as well. Catholic of Baton Rouge, they're going to play tonight as well. So we're going to keep a track of all that, but they have several games tomorrow. But right now, West Monroe leads Byrd. That is actually a Louisiana-Louisiana game, but that's the first one of the weekend. Byrd leads 24-0 at the end of the third quarter. Let's go ahead and get to we're going to go ahead and get our first round of our reporters. Let's get to those guys. All right, kicking us off, we're going to go out to Livingston Parish and Walker. Shane Smith texted me earlier today and said, hey, man, I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to go to the game, but now I do. Walker and Destrand, Shane, you're already seeing a treat.
Oh, my goodness, guys, are we. There has not been a more exciting beginning of a game, I don't believe, anywhere. It's 14-7 Walker right now with 4:46 to go in the first quarter. But how we got here is the most interesting part. Walker would kick off an onside kick, recover it. There would be next play. They would go up top to their big receiver, Thomas. Thomas would score 40 yards out, 7-0. Walker would take the lead. Destrehan would recover the next onside kick, but just barely as they got it back. But they then would go on a six-play, all-running drive, and they would march 60 yards for the touchdown and knot it up. Walker, not to be outdone, in ensuing possession, would do a double pass again to Thomas, guys. Thomas this time goes 80 yards out and puts Walker up 7-0. They have now just exchanged turnovers, and Destrehan is inside the 8-yard line of Walker trying to tie this thing up. So with 3:53 to play in the first quarter, it is 14-7, Walker clinging to the lead. For the WBL Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, I'm Shane Smith reporting.
All right, Shane, great job as always. We already have some fireworks over there in Livingston Parish. You just heard him. Walker leads it 14-7 over Destrehan. Destrehan knocking on the door. If you heard in his report, he's talking about Thomas. That's Brian Thomas, the wide receiver, one of the top prospects in our state as a junior. 6'4", can really go get the football. He was MVP of the state basketball championship as a freshman. Just remember that name. He's one of those that can be playing on Sunday from our great state of Louisiana. Now let's check in with Albany and St. Michael's as Ethan Bordelon is there.
Hey guys, we got 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It is 7-0 St. Michael's. Albany Hornets took the opening kickoff and they drove downfield all the way down to about the St. Michael's 40 before turning the ball over on downs. St. Michael's then takes the ensuing possession and throws one 50-yard touchdown pass, puts them up 7-0 after the PAT. Albany then takes the football back, drives all the way down the field to the St. Michael 1-yard line before four consecutive goal line stands. Gets us where we are right now. 7-0 St. Michael, 15 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Reporting from Olympia Stadium, this is Ethan Bordelon for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, thanks, Ethan. Great job. Let's go out to Tangipahoa Parish. We're going to check in with B-Lo, Brandon Foss. He's watching Amy LaRonger.
How you doing? It's a beautiful Friday night here in LaRonger, Louisiana. And at the end of the first quarter, it's the LaRonger Wolves 6, they meet Warriors 7. It's pretty much been all LaRonger from here. They gave a heavy dose to the running back, number 7, Tofield. He's actually the nephew of LeBrandon Tofield, the once great running back for Independence High School. And then the quarterback did a play-action pass at the 6 minute and 37-second mark. Took about a 35-yard pass to wide receiver number 5 for the touchdown. 11 minutes and 38 seconds left in the second quarter. LaRonger 6, Amy 0. Reporting from LaRonger, Louisiana, this is Brandon Foss for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
One of the games I really had my eye on tonight was if the Slidell Tigers, how they would perform against the Rummel Raiders. Mike Gambrell is at Slidell. Mike, what's going on?
All right, Alan, second quarter just on the way here. Our score, Rummel 7, Slidell 0. Rummel had the first time chance to score here. Quarterback John Nautry for Slidell High on the second play of the game. His pass was picked off by Donovan Coffin. They are in business at the Tiger 15-yard line. But Kyle Wickerson, quarterback for the Roma Raiders. He returns the favor. He throws an interception in the end zone. The defensive back, Kylan Franklin. The Tigers hold, but they have to punt from deep in their own end zone. That sets up great field position for the Raiders. They go to a little ground and pound, but they get some penalties. They're facing a first and 26 from the 26, first and goal from the 26. And quarterback Jeff Wickerson finally hooks up with Irie Wright for a 26-yard touchdown pass. The Roma Raiders go up 7-0. Just now, Slidell, they don't have a first down yet this night. And just now they snapped the ball over their head, went into the end zone. That's good for a safety. So they're going to have to punt it right back to the Raiders. So with 11:46 remaining in the second quarter, our score, Roma Raiders 9, Slidell Tigers nothing.
Hey, Mike.
We're live from LV McGinney. Yeah, hey, Alan.
Hey, Mike, what's the atmosphere like there? I know that's one thing Coach Favre has done. He's brought in big-time opponents to play at the home stadium of the Tigers. What's that atmosphere like?
Oh, the first two home crowds have just been amazing. This one is just terrific, too. The Roma crowd has brought their crowd. We had a flyover from the Coast Guard. It just, the place came up, which is crazy. So, yeah, great atmosphere is packed. Just what you want Friday football to be here at Slidell High.
All right, Mike.
Reporting live from LV McGinney Senior Stadium, this is Mike Gambrell for the WWL. Also took the bowl prep football roundup.
One of the best, Mike Gambrell. He always covers Slidell. He's got a good one over there between the Roma Raiders and the Slidell Tigers. McMaine is at Dutchtown tonight, and Patrick Hemel is at that game. Patrick, what's going on?
Hey, Alan. Patrick Hemel here, live from Griffin Field. The Mustangs and the Griffins. While I was waiting on hold, Dylan Sampson just went 39 yards to make the score 14-0. The first score came with about 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Deshaun Watkins on a 27-yard reception from Braden Fritchie, the extra point by Cohen Pyron for both kicks. Currently 14-0 with 10 minutes left to go in the half. It's the Griffins at Griffin Field. I'm Patrick Hemel live for the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, Patrick, great job. Let's check out again on the North Shore. Another one of those big North Shore Catholic League matchups as Holy Cross is at Covington. Matt Fritcher's there.
Hey, guys, with 1:49 remaining in the first quarter, the score, Holy Cross 14, Covington 6. Holy Cross blocked a Lion punt on the Lion first drive. A few plays later, number 3, Jaden Hardy goes 2 yards for the touchdown run. The PAT was good at 9:52. And with 6:33 to go in the first quarter, a 45-yard touchdown pass to Kyla Kirkwood. The catch was good, the PAT was good, and the Holy Cross Tigers led 14-0. Then just 2 minutes later, the Lions have a 6-play, 65-yard drive. It's culminated by Reggie Dawes, 25-yard touchdown catch. The Lions went for 2 because the Holy Cross had jumped off sides. They went from the 1.5, but were stuck. That's where you are. 1:46 remain in the first quarter. The score, Holy Cross Tigers 14, Covington Lions 6. Reporting from Jack Salter Stadium, Matt Fritcher for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, let's go to Ascension Catholic as Riverside is at Ascension Catholic tonight, and Thomas Hemel's there.
Hey, guys, 2:40 left in the first quarter. Ascension Catholic 14 and Riverside 0. Riverside's had the ball twice, 2 short drives that have ended in punts. Jai Williams show from Ascension Catholic. He has been all over Riverside. They've had 2 steady drives. They got Jai Williams in the Wildcat. Riverside defense has no answer for it at this point. He's going right down the field. 2 drives of about 60 yards. The PAT on both of them was good. And that's where we stand with 2:40 left in the first quarter. Ascension Catholic Bulldogs 14, Riverside Academy 0. Live from Donaldsonville, I'm Thomas Mel for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
The Notre Dame Pioneers, year in and year out, are state championship caliber. They are playing Sulphur tonight, and Buck Leonards is there. Buck, what's going on?
We just about to kick away the first quarter. Notre Dame's up 16-0. Notre Dame kicked off to Sulphur. We pinned them about the 12-yard line. 2 plays later, Joe Pormier sacked the quarterback in the end zone for a safety. Then on the turnaround on the kickoff on a short field, Notre Dame drove down the field. 50-yard drive. It was capped off by a 5-yard run by C.J. Thibodeau. That we went up 9-0 with about 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Then we exchanged a couple of punts. Notre Dame finally put another drive together. Another 5-yard run by C.J. Thibodeau that put us up 16-0 with the PAT. 21 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Notre Dame up 16-0 over Sulphur in rain. This is Buck live for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, that's our reporters. Great job, fellas. They'll be coming up again about 7:40, so about 10 minutes from now, they'll be coming back in with some more updates, and we're going to go through that again. And Tommy, you know it's a big night in high school football, and we have a lot of great matchups, and we haven't even touched on St. Charles Catholic and Lutcher. You know, two of the premier programs in our state, we didn't even talk about them. They're playing tonight. They're tied at 7.
I was going to say, you know, a place where Coach Monica became a head coach at Lutcher as a young football coach. Now, you know, facing Lutcher as a head football, winning as head football coach in the River Parishes area, you know, facing Lutcher is all coaching foe.
And that's one thing we're going to talk about throughout the night that we didn't spend a lot of time on last week, but we've had a lot of teams and a lot of state championship contenders in our state have moved classifications this year. They've kind of moved around. St. Charles is one of those teams. They've been Division II the last few years. They're now in Division III, so that kind of shakes some things up in that Division III area where Notre Dame has really been dominant the last few years. Them and Catholic New Iberia, it's just kind of been their annual showdown every year. But now you throw St. Charles Catholic in that mix, it gets a little more interesting. We're going to talk about that throughout the night.
Yeah, it really does. You know, Mike Gambrell mentioned Henry Wright at Rummel, and of course, he's going to get a lot of opportunity this year because everybody's going to make sure Coy Moore, you know, top 10 recruit, LSU commit, wide receiver. They're going to try to make sure that he doesn't beat him, but Henry Wright has got a lot of talent at the other wide receiver, and he can really play.
All right, another big game tonight is Carver is taking on Brother Martin. I thought this one kind of jumped off the page to me a little bit as well. Brother Martin with a big win last week, taking on a Carver team that will certainly challenge the Crusaders athletically on the perimeter.
And I forgot who I was talking to this week, but somebody told me they did 7-on-7 with Carver, and they said it was like unreal. They had so much talent. It was unbelievable. So, you know, Brother Martin obviously doesn't want to get into a shootout with Carver. So Brother Martin defensively is going to have to control that offense of Carver and give their offense a little time to work.
All right, if you need a score, text us 870-870. If you have a score, text us 870-870. Someone asking for a Lutcher score. We just went over at Lutcher. St. Charles Catholic tied at 7 right now. Also, Live Oak is up 21-0 over Woodlawn. Mandeville and Hawnville are tied at 7. Salmon leaves North Shore 14-0 at this point. Santa leads East Jefferson 13-7. St. Michael's is leading Albany 7-0. Another big game we didn't touch on, St. James. They're leading East St. John. A lot of talent on that field tonight. And St. Thomas Moore on top of Barb right now early, 14-0 at home over in Lafayette. Let's get to a break. When we come back, we'll have a lot more right here on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup on WWL. If you're looking for play-by-play action of Hawnville and Mandeville, you can listen to live play-by-play coverage on WWL 105.3 FM HD Channel 2 or online at WWL.com. That's Brad Lumine and Joey Brewitt. They're over there in Mandeville tonight, taking on, as they're calling one of the premier games this week, as Hawnville has traveled over to Mandeville. Mandeville caught a lot of attention last week, putting up video game numbers against a team out of Mississippi. Quarterback threw for 8 touchdowns, had a receiver go for 6 touchdowns last week. Against Poplarville out of Mississippi. Also, we had a final earlier today. De La Salle, they beat Country Day 49-13. De La Salle, you know, nearly upset Warren Easton last week. They let that game slip away from them late. They beat a good Country Day team today and holding those guys to 13 points. Justin Ibieta, he's one of the good quarterbacks here in our city. So that's a big win for De La Salle. They start out the year 1-1. Tommy, it's a shootout in Livingston Parish. Destrehan leads Walker right now 21-14. And, man, those teams are running up and down the field. That's kind of the score that's jumping off the page to me, and it kind of sums up what's going on here in the modern day of football with these spread offenses and running up and down the field and scoring points.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about what it's like in Walker tonight. You and Christian were talking earlier about some of the great venues in the state of Louisiana, and that could be a whole show in and of itself.
It's a good one.
Really. And Walker's a good one. They've made some investments there. Really proud of their facilities. So I know the atmosphere there is really, really good. You know, Destrehan's going to get tested in an atmosphere that, you know, is sort of like their Destrehan-Hawnville atmosphere. They're going to be the underdog in the stadium, and they're going to be in some tough territory. So it'll be a good night to see where both of these schools end up. It looks like one of those games that at the end of the day, whoever's going to lose, you're going to feel like even came out of here with a positive because they're both, you know, offensively moving the football.
a lot of LSU Tiger fans. I know they pay attention to T.J. Finley and what he's doing at Ponchatoula High. He just threw an 84-yard touchdown pass to his brother, Cody Finley, as Ponchatoula took the lead 10-7 over Denham Springs. I was a little worried about that game, how if it was going to get started on time, because, you know, first of all, our thoughts and prayers are with the terrible accident that happened there on I-12 around that Albany exit today, and that's where Denham Springs had to come, you know, to get to Ponchatoula. The traffic was unbelievable on the North Shore today, but that game is being played, and it is on schedule as Ponchatoula leads 10-7.
Yeah, I had saw that early, and certainly our thoughts and prayers do go out to her and her family. You know, and I was thinking about you getting here, be honest with you.
But I left really early.
It was the opposite way. A game that surprised me, Alan, from last night, and maybe it shouldn't because, you know, Madison Prep has some really good talent, but Madison Prep beating Southern Lab 21-14 yesterday last night was an interesting score because, you know, Southern Lab has really been a strong team in that 1A division and have even played up and beat some really good teams. So it makes me open my eyes a little bit about what Madison Prep has.
Hey, that's a very good win for Madison Prep. I'm glad you brought that up. And it seems like we're having more games played on Thursday night. You know, it seems like a few times during the year you have these fairs and things where you might play on a Thursday night, but we have some teams that are playing Thursday night games just about every week. So there's some great games that's been on some Thursday night. We saw Carr and John Curtis play last Thursday night.
And another one from last night, Centerville beating Haynes Academy 35-14. Another small school matchup, but again, you know, those teams, Centerville, you know, has been fairly good over the years. I really thought Haynes Academy was coming up, and it's not Haynesville, it's Haynes Academy. But that was a pretty interesting score from last night.
Somebody looking for the Covington score. Holy Cross leads Covington right now 17-6. Thank you for that text at 870-870. At this time, we'll get back to our reporters around the state. Joey Brewitt is pulling double duty. He's doing color commentator, and also he's going to call in here tonight and tell us know what's going on at Mandeville as Hahnville travel to the North Shore.
Thank you, Alan. Here on the North Shore, it's the Mandeville Skipper 7, the Hahnville Tigers 7. Mandeville received the opening kickoff and started at their own 21. With 90 seconds elapsed, Mandeville turned the ball over on an interception. Hahnville started in the red zone. And after 2 minutes with the ball, the Tigers scored on a 4-yard run by Trey LeBranch. The extra point made it 7-0 Hahnville. Mandeville started their next possession at their own 36. The Skippers made 3 first downs, got across midfield, and then on an assist, got an assist from a roughing the passer penalty. One play later, Mandeville scored on a 15-yard pass from Devin Tott to Will Shepard. The extra point was good and even it out at 7 apiece. Hahnville's next drive lost 15 yards, and the Tigers went 3 and out. Mandeville looked to be on another scoring drive, but with 4:30 to go in the first, a fumble by the Skippers turned the ball over to Hahnville. The Tigers couldn't capitalize and had to punt 3 plays later. The punt caused some drama. The returner was hit and the flag was thrown, but waved off. Then the referees determined the ball hit a Mandeville player and Hahnville recovered the ball. But 2 minutes later, Mandeville made an interception and got the ball at their own 25. Currently, Mandeville has the ball. It is fourth down and 10 yards to go. Looks like the punting team is coming out on the field. So here in Mandeville, our score is Mandeville 7, Hahnville 7. Reporting from the North Shore, this is Joey Brewitt for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
Albany's taking on St. Michael's, and Ethan Bordelon is there. What's going on, Ethan?
Minutes and 2 seconds left to play here in the first half, and we are still stuck at 7-0 St. Michael. After the goal line stand from the Albany offense and the St. Michael defense, St. Michael gets the ball. Albany forces them to punt after just one first down. Albany then gets the ball back, moves it down to the St. Michael 34-yard line, once again in no man's land, once again unable to convert on fourth downs. That's what's been the killer for Albany here today. As we stand, 7-0 St. Michael with 5 minutes and 2 seconds left to play here in the first half. Reporting from Olympia Stadium, this is Ethan Bordelon for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, Ethan, great job. The Amy Warriors were your 2A state champions a year ago. They lost a lot of talent off of that team, but they always reload. They're taking on the Roger tonight, and Brandon Faust is there.
How you doing, Al? With 6 minutes left in the second quarter, the Amy Warriors have took the lead. It's Amy 7, LaRonja 6. At 10 minutes and 9 seconds in the second quarter, number 15 quarterback John Walker hooks up with number 3. for Amy on the 5-yard slant, and that happened on fourth down. So it was a big play. And then right after that, kicker number 3, Jonathan Papiglio with the extra point to make it Amy 7, LaRonja 6 with 5 minutes and 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Reporting from LaRonja, Louisiana, this is Brandon Falls for the WWL Allstate Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
Amy leads it 7-6 over LaRonja in a battle of Tangipahoa Parish. Shane Smith is at maybe the game of the night so far as Destrehan is at Walker. Shane, what you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. We, with 9:58 to play in the first half, Destrehan is starting to flex their muscles. They have taken a 28-14 lead as the Destrehan defense stepped up, and Kyle Edwards popped a 52-yard touchdown run. Guys, he is absolutely the real deal. The Alabama commitment, who's 52. And now, just now, Edwards, they threw a pass to him for about 15 yards out. He drags two Walker defenders into the end zone to stake a 27-14 lead for Destrehan, pending the PAT. The PAT is good, so it's 28-14 with 9:58 to play in the first half. It's Shane Smith reporting from Walker, Louisiana, for the WL Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
Great job, Shane. 21-14. It's a shootout over Livingston Parish as Destrehan leads Walker. The Rummel Raiders are traveling to Slidell tonight. They had a lead last time we checked in with Mike Gambrell. Mike, what's going on?
All right, guys. With 5:18 remaining in the second quarter, our score, Rummel 16, Slidell 0. Slidell was already down 9-0 when they had a safety. They had a kick from their own 20-yard line after the safety. It comes up to the 20-yard line. Donovan Kaufman kills it in for the Rummel Raiders. He takes it, busts up the middle. He goes 80 yards. The kicker just gets him on the toes but can't bring him down. That puts him up 15-0. Slidell has not got a first down all night long. Just now they kicked the ball around midfield, and Rummel took it in 6 plays. They go 50 yards, capped off by a Kyle Wickersham scramble. Pending the extra point, looks like the Rummel Raiders will go up 23-0 over Slidell, which is 5:04 remaining in the second quarter. Reporting live from LV McGinnis Senior Stadium, this is Mike Gambrell for the WL Allstate Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
5A Sulphur traveled to Notre Dame tonight as Notre Dame had a big lead last time we talked to Buck Leonards. Buck, what's going on in that one?
Well, it got a little bit bigger. Notre Dame just got its second safety on the night. We're up 25-0 with 8:36 left to go to a half. The quarterback was in the end zone. The rush was on. He intentionally grounded it. They called a safety. Right before that, C.J. Thibodeau made his third touchdown of the night from another. I think he had 3 5-yard runs for touchdowns. Notre Dame's fixing to get the kickoff again. They're going to start again with a short field. Again, 8:36 till half, 25-0. 2A Notre Dame over the 5A Sulphur Tours in rain. This is Buck live for the WWL State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
Holy Cross is on the North Shore tonight. They're taking on the Lions of Covington, and Matt Fritcher's there. Matt, what's going on?
Guys, we have 5:25 to go in the first half. Holy Cross 17, Covington 6. 1:39 to go in the quarter. Eli LaFrance kicks a field goal, makes it 17-6. Then the Tigers are driving again, but the Lions, Deontay McDowell, picks off the pass and goes to midfield. Lions stalled, had a punt, and right now the Holy Cross Tigers have a 1st and 10 from the Lions 28 with 5:25 remaining in the first half. The score, Holy Cross Tigers 17, Covington Lions 6. Reporting from Jack Salter Stadium, Matt Fritcher for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
The Griffins of Dutchtown are hosting McMaine tonight, and Patrick Hemel is on site. Patrick, what's going on?
Hey, Alan. Griffins still in control in this one. It's 21-0 with just under 3 minutes left to go in the half. Dylan Sampson once again on a 2-yard run to put the Griffins up 21-0. Big play of the game, of the drive. Well, Dutchtown went for it on 4th and 2 at their own 15-yard line with DeJohn Watkins on a jet sweep at the 4:35 mark. McMaine struggling on offense, only has 1 first down at this point in the ball game. It's all Griffins, 21-0, live from Griffin Field. Patrick Hemel for the WWL All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup.
All right, guys, great job. That's how it's done. Bounce around the state, hit about 12 games on location, Get them to our listeners. That's what it's all about. A couple of scores coming in from out of the state. Biloxi, Mississippi, all over Hammond tonight right now in the second quarter. 28-0. That comes in on our text line from the 985. Also, Scotlandville, they're out of state as well. They're taking on Natchez, Mississippi. They lead 12-0 in the second quarter. I'm Alan Waddell with Tommy Bosch. Tommy, any scores jumping out at you?
Well, I had one come in to me. Team in my fantasy pick or in my pool pick, Faraday is beating Plaquemine High 20-0 in the second quarter.
Wow, that's a little bit of a surprise. I know we talked last week, Plaquemine has a strong team, but you know, Faraday's been a team that's been knocking on the door to get into the Dome in 2A.
And Plaquemine historically has been a team that will get behind and catch up in some games. So it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out for the rest of the night.
It's a defensive struggle on the North Shore. St. Paul's leads Jesuit 2-0. That's kind of one of the themes tonight. A lot of safeties. We had three safeties already here talked about on our show. St. Paul's leads Jesuit 2-0. Let's get to a break. When we come back, we'll have a full scoreboard right here on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup on WWL. I'm Alan Waddell, live here in downtown New Orleans. It's the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We've already almost been through an hour of tonight's show. Games are creeping towards halftime. A lot of second quarter scores. We're going to give you a full scoreboard in just a second. I'm Alan Waddell with Tommy Bosch here in studio. Also, if you're looking for play-by-play action of that Hawnville-Mandeville game, that's over there on our HD2. Get a little tongue-tied here. HD2 station. That's Brad Lumine and Joey Brewitt. Tommy, man, we thought we'd have some good matchups, and we do. Just kind of scanning through all that's going on here tonight. Lutcher and St. Charles are tied at 14. Mandeville and Hawnville are tied at 7. Santa and East Jefferson are tied at 13. Man, check out this score. Jesuit's up on St. Paul's 3-2 at halftime.
And I think Jesuit's throwing a two-hitter.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's two good baseball schools, no doubt.
Yeah, it is a... It's an interesting night. I also like some of the smaller school matchups that I'm seeing out here. You know, Church Point Southside, 15-10. Opelousas Catholic, Vermilion Catholic, always a really good rivalry game, 14-7. But again, you know, you look down and then you see Destrehan Walker. Now it's 28-21, still in the second quarter. You know, who knows? They may end up playing overtime in that game.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our scoreboard. We'll give you some scores from all around the state. Come to you.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to come here and now. Okay.
All right, some scores from around our state here tonight. Ponchatoula leads Denham Springs 10-7. Neville leads University High 7-0. That game's being played in Monroe. Turlings Catholic all over Hannon right now, 35-0. Notre Dame blasting Sulphur, 32-0. Edie White leads HL Bourgeois, 14-0. Terrebonne trying to rebound. They lead Ellender, 17-0. Acadiana up 21-0 on Ruston right now in the second quarter. Ascension and Catholic Point Capir tied at 7. Newman and Arch Manning, they lead Bonneville 23-0. Brobridge leads Catholic New Iberia 13-9. Brother Martin and Carver are scoreless in the second quarter over at Tad Gormley Stadium. Central leads Broadmoor 28-0. Como leads Cecilia 20-0 at halftime. Holy Cross on top of Covington 17-6 in the second quarter, but Covington has the football in the red zone. Dutchtown leads McMaine 21-0. Episcopal of Baton Rouge leads St. Thomas Aquinas 12-7 in the second quarter. St. Charles Catholic and Lutcher, they're tied at 14. Live Oak leads Woodlawn 38-7. Hawnville just took the lead over Mandeville 14-7 over on the North Shore. Salmon leads North Shore 21-7 in one of those battles up Slidell. Rummel leads Slidell 23-0. Santa Monica and East Jefferson are tied at 13. St. Michael's leads Albany 7-0. Jesuit leads St. Paul's 3-2. St. James right now shutting out East St. John 15-0. St. Thomas More leads Barb 21-3. Church Point leads Southside 15-10. Opelousas Catholic leads Vermilion Catholic 21-7. Destrehan leads Walker 28-21. That's a shootout right now in Livingston Parish. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Catholic of Baton Rouge will be kicking it off against North Little Rock, Arkansas in the Battle for the Border. The first game of the Battle of the Border up at Independence Stadium in Shreveport. Western Row beat Byrd 24-0. A final from earlier today, De La Salle beat Country Day 49-13. And that's a look at our scoreboard for the 7 o'clock hour. Tommy, we got a lot more coming up. What you got over there for hour number two?
Well, in hour number two, we want to talk a little bit, like you said, schools that have moved classifications and what impact that has to certain districts. You know, a game I'm watching that I'm really interested in see how it progresses, St. Amant, East Jefferson. East Jefferson going up to St. Amant, tough place to play, and holding their own. So let's see how they do in the second half.
Yeah, you know, East Jefferson's been a little down after that state championship run from a few years ago, but that'd be a big win for them if they could go to St. Amant and get a victory. 1 hour in the books for the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We'll be with you until 10:30. If you have a score, send it to us. 870-870 right here on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.